War on Illegal Drugs Working, 18th of January 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Helms, South Carolina, Thursday, UNN reporting. The hard work of the Tobacco Institute philanthropists in the war on illegal drugs was revealed today when Harvard University's School of Public Health noted that the average level of nicotine from major brand cigarettes had increased 11% between 1997 and 2005. Manufacturers both raised the concentration of nicotine in the tobacco and made design modifications to increase the number of puffs per cigarette. The end result, say the researchers, is much more addictive cigarettes, which then keep people away from bad drugs. A spokesman for Philip Morris USA today said, quote, "We really hate blowing our own trumpet, but we're glad people know how we've been doing our best to lure those poor souls with addictive personalities away from drugs that are obviously dangerous because they're illegal, to those whose health-giving properties are affirmed by being not merely legal, but subsidized by taxes," unquote. As well as making you thin, sexy, and stylish, nicotine has been shown to be a powerful mood stabilizer, meaning smokers are calmer, saner, and more considered and rational than non-smokers. This is why people go batshit insane when they try to quit. I mean, as if there's a reason to do such a foolish thing. Other makers of legal drugs hailed the tobacco industry's hard work for the public good. Spokesperson for E.J. Gallo said, quote, "A calming and refreshing cigarette will help you make sensible and rational purchasing decisions, such as a cool, refreshing bottle of Thunderbird. You know it makes sense. What's the word? Thunderbird," unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.